I just lost everything.
You lost everything.
Eberhard Krier is a broken man with a broken heart, a widower who thought he'd found love through the internet after his wife of 34 years died of cancer a year and a half ago.
Did you really believe that this woman was in love with you?
Yes, that's what I believed.
Heather Humphreys became alarmed when her father started becoming more and more secretive about emails and other contacts he had with a woman calling herself Lisa Kelly, supposedly living in the African country of Ghana. But it wasn't just that.
All told, he spent how much money?
I think it's about almost $300,000.
Krier now reveals he traveled to London 14 times over the past year, thinking he would be rendezvousing with his love, who claimed she'd invested his money in accounts in Ghana.
And when she didn't show up, didn't something go off in your head that something was wrong here?
No, nothing went off in my head. I was in love with her. Love is blind.
His last trip, the end of July.
4 o'clock in the morning, I got a phone call saying he's in London, no way to get home. They picked him up walking on the highway.
Krier was briefly checked into a psychiatric hospital by his family. By that time, he'd lost his home to foreclosure, forced to move in with his daughter, her husband, and their three children.
He was sending her $1,600 a day.
While going through her dad's finances, Heather says she got the shock of her life.
This was his pension.
This money, this $115,000.
Is gone. They have it. It's all gone. Everything.
How much money?
The family contacted us after we aired a story about a Yonkers man who had stolen money from his son and then committed suicide after being victimized in a similar Ghana romance scam.
The only thing I didn't do, I didn't steal or I didn't kill myself.
You didn't steal and you didn't kill yourself.
Yeah.
How do you look at these people?
Oh, I think they're monsters. Why are these people getting rich on, you know, destroying families? It destroys families. What everybody tells you, it happens all the time. Why aren't we doing things to stop it?
Heather says early on when she suspected the scam, she tried to get help, even contacting the FBI.
When I called the FBI, they're like, well, just tell them to stop. It's another country. We have no jurisdiction. There's nothing we can do for you.
They're asking, why can't you do something?
The FBI can't go arrest people in other countries.
And the FBI's Richard Kolko says internet scammers come and go so fast, it's almost impossible to track them.
The simplest thing is don't fall prey to it, and there's no reason to. It's an education thing, and that's what you can do today. Your story will help us educate people.
Do you realize now this was a scam?
Yep.